Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how do you know you're living an inspired life. For many years, I have followed Wayne Dyer, a man who has overcome much to become a man who knows the very meaning of living an inspired life. He wrote a book on the subject called Inspiration, Your Ultimate Calling. To be honest, I haven't read the book, but I did happen to come across a YouTube video of the PBS broadcast based on the book. And I have to say, I was moved by much of what he said. Unlike the majority of Americans, over 70% of whom work to make a living doing jobs they really do not enjoy in order to earn a paycheck and what is considered security in our society, I have chosen to find the right work for me. It took me 23 years to find my right work, which is so right for me, I can't imagine myself ever not doing it. Even the thought of not doing it makes my heart and soul feel very empty. Wayne explains where these feelings come from, and for those of you who feel similarly, I believe you will find that this may be very helpful for you. Why you don't fit the norm, and perhaps don't want to, even with the challenges that can come with it. And for others of you, it can be a way for you to understand how your challenges can fulfill a higher calling in your life, which is also very, very important. Let us first define the word inspiration to get a better idea of what Wayne is speaking of here. Wayne's definition is living inspired, which is felt as being moved by a force greater than ourselves. It's an idea that gains hold of us from the invisible reality of spirit that is more powerful than ourselves. This is the place from which we connect with an invisible reality that ultimately calls us to our calling. Some interesting things happen to us when we're inspired by our calling, according to Wayne. All your thoughts break through the bonds, allowing you to break through any limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, finding yourself in a new, great, wonderful world. Dormant forces allow faculties and talents to come alive, and you discover yourself to be forced to be a greater person by the force you demand yourself to be. Wayne explains that this is really one's connection to spirit, where happiness reigns. When one stops doing that which they are inspired by, the world contracts into a depressed and contracted place. Life is no longer working. This is why people who are living an inspired life feel compelled to do the impossible, listening to their inner calling because it resonates deep inside them. There is no stopping them. Not really, because they're so inspired, regardless of any challenges that they experience. Living in this way can sometimes help one to overcome great challenges, such as one of Wayne's guests on the program, who was a lone survivor of her family and neighbors after the genocide in Rwanda. She said that she discovered God in the midst of the genocide, with her total belief and connection to God. She had to learn what God was like in her thoughts. But she had to almost learn how to be in a state of forgiveness for those who were hurting her, who were hunting her. She left the 3x4 bathroom she had hid in with 7 other women in her pastor's home at 5'9" and 65 pounds after her 90 days of hiding. Her name is Makili Ilibagaza, and she wrote the book Left to Tell, Discovering God Amidst the Rwandan Holocaust. Her learning was one of empathy when someone is hurt. She explains that when you hurt another, you hurt yourself one way or another. She goes on to say, you can't hate people if they're struggling with the truth because they don't know what they are doing. This is what the Bible says, she claims. For every pain, there is a great purpose. She aligned herself with Anne Frank's belief to never give up on mankind, knowing that peace is possible. Immaculée learned English in the 3 months that she couldn't speak while in the bathroom. There was no way for her to know that, as a spokeswoman for overcoming hatred, she would be living in America, using her third language, speaking to Americans 5 years later. It was a trust in her conscience to be pulled by a spirit where nothing is impossible that led her to learn English. As Wayne says, you find yourself doing that which you allow yourself to do. What sort of world can you create for yourself, living an inspired life? What cool things could you create? What sorts of healing messages could you get out in the world if you have overcome adversity? I really don't know about you, but what I do know is that by being called to do the work I do, regardless of the challenges inherent in owning my own business, I am more fulfilled than many. I've been offered unbelievable opportunities to bring this healing work to others across the globe. These are applications that I would never have thought of on my own, brought to me by those who are inspired by the work that I do. That alone is priceless. I also realize that since this has already happened 2 times, there's no reason to believe that it won't happen again when yet another person sees another application for the work that I do. Certainly, there's our dreams of mine that have come true, being willing to follow the inspired life. My wish and my hope for you is that you too will have the experience of doing the unimaginable in constructive and fulfilling ways, following your calling, living your inspired life.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.